Status quo, Mike Miller still on the mound for St. Thomas Academy. Just a brief conversation with the coaching staff here as Alex Hendrickson with two on at the plate for the Raiders and DeNoyer in scoring position. So a big opportunity here for Al Hendrickson as Miller winds and fires a bunt by Hendrickson, will advance DeNoyer to third. The throw over the head of the first baseman. That'll score DeNoyer. And Piney's going to be waved around by Coach Stoffel. The throw home is not in time. And the Raiders take the lead. What a response by Hastings. Two walk batters and then a bunt by Hendrickson to bring DeNoyer around. The throw back to first was not in time. And we're going to have a conversation between the ump and Coach Stoffel here. But Hastings has taken a 3-2 lead as a result of this bunt by Hendrickson. Bunted it right to Miller. The throw to the first baseman would not have been made. It was way too high. And DeNoyer came around to score. And then as a result of the high throw, Piney came around to score. And now Evan Nelson into the game with a 3-2 lead and Hendrickson making it all the way around to third base. And there's still no outs on the board in this ballgame. As Miller swung on and fanned on by Evan Nelson and the Raiders with a 3-2 lead here at Grossman Field. The HCTV scoreboard says 2-2. I know they're working on that, but 3-2 is the score. There it goes. As Miller winds outside on Nelson. And the count goes 1-1. So Al Hendrickson with a 2 RBI bunt. Well, one of them's got him as an error, but an RBI bunt to give the Raiders the lead. And then Nelson right over to the third baseman, and then that one is launched over to first base to get Nelson out as Hendrickson scampers back to third, and I one out. You want to get that first out, throw to first, but you know you had Hendrickson about 10 feet in front of the third baseman there, but the throw to first instead to record the out. And now Mitch Jiliff in to try to bring Hendrickson in and extend this Raider lead. Hendrickson with a huge lead as Iliff swings and misses on the first pitch. 0-1 with one away. And Hastings in front now. 3-2 in this bottom of the third inning. Hendrickson with another huge lead off of the plate. And Iliff gets it over to the second baseman who throws and gets Iliff out at first, but Hendrickson will score from third, and the Raiders extend the lead 4-2 on an RBI ground out from Mitch Iliff. And so the Raiders with three runs here in the bottom of the third and with two outs. Kate Kimmis is in as you see the play. Iliff right to the second baseman, or the shortstop, I should say, Rapp, who dove for it. And Kimmis will swing and a miss here. Rapp dove for it and then made the throw over to first base to get Iliff out, but that scored Hendrickson in the process. So Hendrickson rewarded for his efforts. And now Kate Kimmis takes a ball here to even up the count. 1-1. Two away. 4-2 Hastings in front as Miller winds and fires, and it's outside for another ball on Kimmis. Anselman in the on-deck circle for Hastings, and a 2-1 lead with two outs. Miller shakes off the sign here. Here's the wind, the pitch swung on and fanned on by Kimmis to make the count 2-2. But the Raiders have stolen momentum in this game here. Can they keep it up? A wind up. Pitch almost hits Kimmis, but he gets out of the way, and as a result it is a ball and fills up the count 3-2. Matt Larson was playing right in the storm out by REO Speedwagon earlier. That's exactly what the Raiders have done here, as that's ball 4 to Kate Kimmis and sends him off to first base. So another walk. And now Tanner Anselman, who's got a hit in this game. In fact, Anselman has the only hit in the game for the Raiders. Despite this 4-2 lead, now this isn't the wildest one we've seen. Hastings had a 6-0 lead against North St. Paul without registering a single hit. And Anselman does a little bit of a shimmy as he steps to the plate. Now faces Miller and will fan on that pitch 0-1. So 0-1 with two away and a 4-2 lead for Hastings. And again, the Raiders have been scoring in excess of 8 runs a game in their last 3. 9, 14, and 9. Anselman's going to get hit again. Kimmis heads off to second base. And you can add another tally to the Tanner Anselman hit by a pitch count. That's got to be the 8th one of the season, I think. As, like I said, if there was a first team all hit by pitch, Tanner Anselman would lead it as the player of the year. Poor guy's been hit so many times. We have a conversation on the mound here with St. Thomas Academy. And he's done. So a pitching change. Miller taken off. Jack Groppoli is going to come in, and we'll step aside.